Hey, this is WTOP's Jason Fraley, and we are being joined by, could you just say your name and where you're from?
My name is Morgan Bullock, and I'm from Richmond, Virginia.
And we're talking because this is a really cool story that just crossed the wires yesterday. Riverdance is doing a national tour across the U.S., and the big headline is that you are going to be the first Black female dancer to ever be part of this show. How big of an honor is that? I'm sure some ways you're probably like, I'm just a good dancer, but there must be a cool thing when you look back, you know, decades from now, you know, hey, I was the first.
Yeah, it's really amazing. And you know, I've grown up as an Irish dancer and being obsessed with Riverdance. So to be the first Black woman in Riverdance is such an amazing honor. And it's, you know, of course, like you said, to me, it kind of just seems like I'm just, you know, a dancer. Like I said, I grew up dancing, but being that little girl watching Riverdance and never seeing someone who looked like me up there, it just means so much to me for me to be that person for other people.
For sure. Now, when did you first see, like, paint the picture, you're growing up in Richmond. When did you first see Riverdance? Was it on like a, you know, did you have like a DVD, VHS or DVD of it or something?
I actually found a video of the original Eurovision performance in 1994 just on YouTube, and I was obsessed with the video. I'd watch it over and over again, and I'm lucky enough to have been able to have gone to the show so many times before being in it. So it was definitely like love at first sight with Riverdance. It was just mesmerizing, and I always knew that I wanted to be a part of it.
Now, what about the dance? You said it mesmerized you and you loved it right from the beginning. What about the style of river dance, that Irish dance? What about that, you know, do you think really captured you? And of course, we're a radio station, so trying to paint a visual picture of the tapping and, you know, whatever, you know, describe sort of the dance wise, why you think the dance form itself, that technique is so cool.
I think what really drew me to Irish dancing is the really intricate footwork and how there could be so much going on, you know, with the feet and very little happening with the upper body. I just thought it was really interesting. I'd grown up doing ballet and tap dancing, and it was like nothing I had seen before. It just looked like a lot of fun to do. The first time I ever saw Irish dancing was at a dance recital, and the dancers just looked like they were having so much fun, and it looked like something that I could see myself doing, even though none of the dancers on the stage looked anything like me. I just was like, I want to do this. And from that first dance class, I just completely fell in love with it. It was, you know, it was so challenging, but I loved that it was not like anything I had done before. As someone who has danced from the time I was 3, I was 10 years old at the time when I first tried Irish dancing, and I don't want to say it really came naturally to me, because it is so difficult and it's not really a natural way to move your body, but it was something that I feel I excelled at very quickly at a young age at the start, and I just fell in love with it.
Awesome. So when, what exactly did you, like, when did you start taking it seriously? So you're talking about how, you know, you grew up doing other styles of dance, and then you found the video of the original Riverdance on YouTube. You know, describe for our listeners, as you're, you know, I guess, becoming a teenager, going off to college, or, you know, like getting ready to do, take it more seriously. How did you sort of start training to start doing that style?
So I dance for the Buffa Academy here in Richmond, and my dance teachers were part of Riverdance. So they are always very serious about it. I started competing with, or I've been competing with them, and, it took a lot of dedication and a lot of, you know, missing out on things that you'd be doing as a normal, quote, normal teenager. But it was just something that I was so in love with, and there's such a community in Irish dancing that I didn't really think twice about dedicating so much time to it. And it definitely, you know, led me to being able to say that I'm a professional dancer with Riverdance. All those years spent in the studio and getting ready for competitions. But I never really looked at it as like a hobby. It was always, you know, something that I was dedicating so much time and so much effort to that it was, I always really took it very seriously.
And I was reading that you, you know, you attended a Riverdance summer school in Boston when you were a teenager. And you also did some TikTok videos of your dance that you eventually used as your audition for this.
So, yeah, I did attend the Riverdance summer school in 2017. And that was just, you know, a way for me to familiarize myself with the choreography of the show and learn the choreography of the show, which was, it was a very special experience for me, having, you know, fallen in love with Riverdance and it being one of the huge reasons why I was so in love with Irish dancing. And at the start of the pandemic, so fast forward 3 years after the Riverdance summer school, I decided to start posting videos of me Irish dancing to modern songs, like kind of hip hop or pop songs, on TikTok. And those got the attention of a lot of people that I didn't expect them to get the attention of, including the Taoiseach or the Prime Minister of Ireland, Beyonce's mom, like so many random people, like all over, who saw my videos. And after I was already kind of on the radar of people at Riverdance, just as I had done the summer school, and they saw those videos and they saw something in those videos that they thought would be a great addition to the show. So I'm very, very fortunate for that. I had just been taking a break from dancing and everything. So to be able to come back to dancing and be a part of Riverdance was amazing.
Yeah, that's awesome. All right. Well, tell us, I guess that brings us up to present day then. Tell us about this actual tour. I guess this is the 25th anniversary of the North American tour that's about to kick off later this year. I believe it starts March 4th in Salt Lake City, Utah, and then you're making a bunch of different stops around the country. Where can our listeners in the DC or Virginia, you know, your hometown area, where can we see you? Is there going to be a show nearby?
We're actually going to be at the Kennedy Center in DC from the 15th of March to the 27th of March. So we have a long stay in DC, which I'm so excited about, being fairly local. My family and friends can come out to those shows, and that's the only place where we're going to be for 2 weeks. So of course I'm super excited for that.
And it fittingly coincides with St. Patrick's Day, which is perfect for the Irish stuff, right?
Yeah, it works out really, really well.
That's great. So your family, do they still live in the Richmond area, or is it, you know, I mean, seeing in the articles, it's, make sure I'm saying this right, is it Midlothian?
Midlothian, yeah.
Midlothian. So how far of a drive is that up to the Kennedy Center? Like a couple hours?
Yeah, it's like roughly an hour, 45, 2 hours.
Yeah, well, that'll be nothing to see, you know, their daughter make history up at the Kennedy Center. Well, very cool. I guess that's a perfect place to end it then. How exciting will it be to be on the Kennedy Center stage in D.C.? I mean, you're in the nation's capital at this prestigious place on this prestigious stage. What do you think your parents or any other family members, what do you think they'll be thinking when they're sitting there in the audience looking up at you? Like, describe the pride you think they're going to have.
I think they're going to be just extremely, extremely proud. They already are. I just, you know, recently came back from a UK tour with Riverdance, and it was amazing, but I would have loved for my family to be able to come, but it was a bit too far for them to come. But the way that my parents are talking to me and calling me, like they're so proud, and I'm so fortunate to have such a strong support system. And I just can't wait to see them in the audience. I'm sure there's going to be tears and from both of us. I'm probably going to be crying on the stage, but I'm very excited for that moment where they can see me up on that stage, especially given the fact that I actually went to see Riverdance with my parents at the Kennedy Center. So it's kind of a full circle moment.
Wait, real quick. That's a perfect full circle tie-in there. So wait, what age were you when what or what year was it when you actually saw Riverdance at the Kennedy Center? That's perfect. That's full circle.
I want to say it was around 2013. I've been obsessed with the show, so I've seen it so many times, it's hard to tell. But I have the Kennedy Center was one of those that on the tour at the time that was supposed to stop, so we did go see it there.
Was it, is it, and just for my purposes, what was that the first time you saw it? Was it at Kennedy Center Reserve, or was there a place like down near Richmond that you saw it mostly when you were growing up?
I do think the first place I saw it was in Charlottesville, Virginia. I'm pretty sure. But I can't remember a time where I went with both of my parents other than the Kennedy Center, and they're both going to be there. I'm sure multiple shows while I'm there. So it's definitely a full circle moment.
That's fantastic. And just to double check all my details so I have it, you're currently 20 years old, right?
I'm 22.
22. Okay, cool. I'm glad I asked that. 22, and then and your parents' names, because you if I'm going to include them in the article, could you say and spell their names really quick?
They are Yolanda Bullock. That is YOLANDA, and Ray Bullock, which is RAY, BULLOCK.
Cool. And were either of them into dance, or you know, I guess what did they do for a living? And I guess I'm curious whether they're, you know, they sort of passed it along to you, the dance love, or if they're just sitting back, you know, as other professions and just watching their daughter discover this completely new creative outlet.
My dad is like a referee. Like he trains referees, MBA all the way down to just recreational. So his whole business now is training referees. So
Wow, that's super cool.
that's really cool, but not dance. And my mom's an accountant, so they didn't really pass it down necessarily, but I think they both grew up with a love for theater and dance and just didn't really get too into it. So I was on the stage from the time I was three, and I was just that kid that was always dancing anyway. So
Wow. Well, I'm sure they're both really proud, and they're sitting there at the Kennedy Center. You know, your mom can keep track of the ticket sales, and your dad, if anyone gets out of line in the audience, your dad can blow a whistle and throw a flag. Awesome.
yeah.
I really appreciate it. Again, everyone, it's at Morgan Bullock is going to be performing the first black female dancer ever in Riverdance, and it's going to be the tour starts in March, but it's coming to the Kennedy Center. I think you said March 15th, right? So get your tickets now. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
All right. Be well.
All right, you too.